You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow, here with Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week. Flora, welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
Back, what have we got? Something...
It's good this week.
It's always good. It's great. Most of the time, it is terrific.
Thanks, Ira.
So you have another installment in your series of?
Yes, in the series of Desktop Diaries.
We need some organ music.
We do need some. I was thinking the same thing. We need some kind of...
when we last left, Laura. Yeah.
So Desktop Diaries, just to remind people what the series is all about, is going into scientists or creative thinkers' workspaces and seeing how they work and what their desk looks like. The idea is that maybe someone's desk can tell us a little bit about the person. And so this week is Michio Kaku, and you may know him from his series he's been on the BBC and on the Discovery Channel. He's a theoretical physicist. He has a radio show. He's all over the place. So you might be familiar
with
him.
Very famous. Michio Kaku.
Yeah, of course.
He's here at NYU or City College.
City College. And he is a theoretical physicist, so this brings up this question of what do you do all day if you're pondering the most deep questions related to reality? And what kind of workspace do you need? And, you know, we did Brian Greene a couple
weeks ago. Very neat,
very clean.
So I'm sure Michio is exactly like that.
I'd watch them back to back because they couldn't be more different, it turns out. I mean, his workspace is really quite different from Brian Greene's. Apparently, he does not need the sort of serene cleanliness. So that's worth seeing. And I think the highlight of his office was a portrait that someone did of him as a Jedi Knight. So if you've ever wanted to see Michio Kaku with a lightsaber, you can.
Wow. I just this morning woke up and said I would make my day to see that.
And most people wake up thinking that, yeah.
if you want to see that, the video pick of the week, it's up on our website at sciencefriday.com, Michio Kaku's office. And I tweeted and wrote on our Facebook page, my challenge was to watch that video and find a place to sit down.
We couldn't find one. So if you could, that would be good. And, you know, the other thing is, so we've done Oliver Sacks, too. And we're looking for other ideas for Desktop Diary subjects. Mm-hmm. Whose desk would you like to see?
Yeah.
Go to our website and let us know, or go to Facebook and let us know. We're looking for ideas.
Whose desktop? You might have an interesting desktop, a line of work. And you can't really tell, guys, as you say, Brian Greene was so neat just because they're both theoretical physicists. Was there a big blackboard in his office where, you know, you think Einstein might be scribbling those equations?
There were some scribbles. It was outside of the office. The office itself had a lot of books. And that's the other thing. He's a futurist. So his last book is about what the world is going to look like in 2100. And it's going to look very different. But so you might be curious about what someone who thinks about the future and contemplates the future's office would look like.
It's also definitely one of we pack rats.
Yeah, it was a little counterintuitive for us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, because there's stuff in there that you would have said if it were my office, which has the same stuff. Gee, why don't you get rid of that? I can't throw that out. It might be good for something, right?
Exactly. He calls them dinosaurs. There's some stegosaurus and brontosauruses in there, so... That's worth seeing just for museum quality technology.
And he has the geological filing system, right, with strata piled
I totally relate to, I'd like to say.
Right. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. And you can see that up on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's up there on the left side. You can click on and get a bigger picture and watch Desk Diaries Michio Kaku this week. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, Alicia Bayak. Neil Roush is our technical director. And at the controls here in New York, our intern is Sam Flatow. And if you missed any part of this program or your others, back issues, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. You can also see Flora's videos right there in a podcast. You can download them and download the audio and the video ones and go to a website. And you can take us along with you on our iPhone and Android apps. And as always, all week long, we'll be tweeting on Twitter at SciFry. And you can leave us messages on our Facebook page, SciFry, and on our website at sciencefriday.com. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.